Welcome to Spectrum Asia, another weekly discussion of topics of interest to our listeners throughout the USA and internationally. Here's this week's host, Sais Wu.
C-pop or Chinese popular music is music made by artists in the Greater China region, comprising Hong Kong, Mainland China, Macau, and Taiwan. There are three main subgenres of C-pop, Cantopop, Mandopop, and Hokkien pop. Different Chinese languages anchor each sound. Cantopop features music sung in Cantonese, Mandopop sung in Mandarin, and Hokkien pop sung in Taiwanese Hokkien. There is a wide and loosely affiliated variety of music styles within those subgenres that dates back to the early 20th century. C-pop began in the city of Shanghai during the early 1920s. Western music companies like Pathé Records set up shop there and recorded Chinese traditional and classical music and the first pop recordings. These songs, called Xi Doi Ko, blended Chinese folk music and Western jazz.
It's very, very important to be able to blend cultures and just share different aspects of the world with each other because it creates unity, one, and then it allows us to learn about different people so we can love people more, we can understand people more.
Composer Li Jinghui created Xi Doi Ko and the first C-pop music hit with his 1928 song, The Drizzler. Mandopop in the form of Xi Doi Ko was the most popular form of C-pop throughout Greater China in the 1930s and 40s. Shanghai remained the center of C-pop music industry, though some acts began recording opera and classic records in Taiwan during this time. But the Second Sino-Japanese War and the rise of the Chinese Communist Party in 1949 sent shockwaves through the Chinese entertainment industry. When the Communists began censoring pop music in 1950, the music business fled Shanghai for British Hong Kong.
Like, music, I may not understand the language, but music is universal. You can still feel the music. You don't have to know the words.
C-pop underwent huge changes during the 1960s. Western-style pop and rock replaced Xi Doi Ko as the dominant influence on C-pop. During this period, Taiwan became a major hub for Mandopop. After emerging from the rule by Japan in 1949, the government required that Mandarin replace Japanese as the primary language, including Taiwanese pop song lyrics. Mandopop from Taiwan and Cantopop from Hong Kong became the two most prominent subgenres on Chinese radio stations. Modern C-pop stars emerged in the 1980s and 1990s. Cantopop produced many of the biggest singers of the period, including Leslie Cheung, Anita Moy, and the Four Heavenly Kings, actors and singers Jackie Chan, Andy Lau, Aaron Kwok, and Leon Lai.
That Cantonese music is going to be something that is probably going to be like really big in terms of radio. Just them bringing their own twist on the music, you know, really gives something new.
Teresa Tan was Mandopop and Hokkien pop's biggest name during this period, though artists from Southeast Asia countries like Lena Lim from Singapore and Li Yi from Malaysia also became Mandopop superstars. Cantopop declined in popularity during the early 2000s, but rebounded in late 2010s with boy groups like Mira. Many of these groups were contestants on televised singing competitions and survival shows. Hokkien pop also declined, though it's enjoying a comeback through singers like Jin Xie.
When I was growing up, Chinese music, Taiwanese music was a lot more popular, and nowadays I feel like it's definitely being overcome by K-pop. For Chinese music to expand, I really think they need to consider, one, charismatic musicians, and two, like working with international brands, production companies, things like that, to kind of bring their artists into the light.
Singers like actor and rapper Jay Cho, Jolin Tsai, and Eason Chan represent the modern C-pop superstars, singing a mix of Cantopop, Mandopop, Taiwan pop, and English songs for broad audience appeal. Sais Wu, China America Radio, New York.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum Asia. To hear podcasts of past programs, visit the Spectrum Asia tab on our website at ChinaAmericaRadio.com.